I'd like to introduce somebody who's in our studio right now, because we're going to be talking with him through the next couple of segments about his site, which is called peoplemovers.com. And Keith Zindler, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Foster. Good to be here.
Hang on a second. We've got to press a button there to make sure you're on. There you go.
Good to be here.
Always works best when you're on the air. There you go. Keith, let's talk a little bit before we talk about the bridge to Pune, which is the bridge to India, which I'm going to be talking with you about a little bit. A little bit about People Movers. What is People Movers? What was it in the background?
Well, People Movers is an online network for people and organizations to work together and collaborate to build strong communities. The whole idea behind it was to help the left hand know what the right hand was doing.
Which is kind of a challenge in a town with so many different sources. Hey, we're going to get back to that in just a moment, so we have a little more time to talk about that. Keith Zindler talking about peoplemovers.com and building a bridge to India. Keith Zindler is our guest in studio. Keith, I got to tell you that I was just thinking that the theme song for this should be To Dream the Impossible Dream. Because for many years, your peoplemovers.com was hopefully going to be a bulletin board, a place where organizations could come together and post the things that were important that were going on in the community and share information. And that was a struggle. That was an uphill climb for you.
Yeah, there's a lot of... As I've come to learn, we have a lot of legacy systems already, although the internet's not a huge, it hasn't been around that long. It's been around long enough in the United States where, you know, we have our things in place. Organizations tend to be entrenched with those.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of teaching new tricks, you know, how to share information and work together.
That's a trick to teach old dogs.
Yeah, especially in this city.
Did anybody catch on? Did it work?
Absolutely. I mean, we got up to over 1,000 organizations here in Detroit. I mean, we had most of the leading organizations here, and there was a lot of excitement about that. It did catch on. Unfortunately, we've been bootstrapping this thing all along and just found ourselves in a race with Facebook and Twitter and these major sites with billions of dollars to spend on user interfaces. And so you live or die if you can't get those interfaces easy enough for people.
Well, I got to say that your peoplemovers.com right now is beautiful.
Thank you.
It's visually very, very attractive and easy to use. Did people get into it? Have they started using it? And what are they using it for?
Well, we just turned it on this last month. I mean, there's been a long period of quiet time, being dark, while we did the remodel, the redesign of the site. We're now going out and meeting with key organizations, key leaders again to get them using the site, show them the new features, and we'll get that whole ball rolling again.
But so who can use it, and what would they use it for?
So this is something that nonprofits would use, for instance. Nonprofits that want to promote their events. They have volunteer opportunities. Foundations would use it to connect all of the nonprofits that they're working with.
Okay. Free forum for them to tell their story and post information about their events.
Exactly. And when you look at a community, any community around the planet, there are so many different stakeholders, whether they're corporate, they could be governmental leaders and agencies, certainly the nonprofits.
I would imagine in some ways it kind of levels the field, too, because anybody can come in and put some information in there. They don't have to buy in, I imagine.
That's exactly right, and that's one of the purposes behind the site is to give even the small organizations in a community the same tools as the big organizations so that they can all interconnect and really build top-to-bottom relationships.
So how in the world did you decide to build a bridge to India?
Yeah, well, getting Detroit to work together wasn't a big enough challenge for me. So
you thought you'd try international scope.
I was dating a girl from India.
Best reason to start.
she was from Pune, and we went to visit her family at some point about 3 years ago. And because of my my background in recycling and waste management, I was invited to meet the mayor of Pune and some leaders in their parliament who are working on initiatives to implement new trash management programs in India. So and while I was meeting with them, I said, it's not enough to just pick the garbage up, or we've got to figure out how to get the education out, and that's where People Movers can help you. And over there, they don't have those legacy systems. Over there, they're just now getting into their internet age in many ways. And so the adoption, or at least the excitement from the top leadership, has been phenomenal. Very soon I got introduced to their former president, who we've been working with, their council generals, even met their ambassador. And generals, and it keeps going on now. But
you know, when I went on the site, I was fascinated to find so much content from India already.
Right.
Whether it was under your food section or technology or religion, I think was what was fascinating.
Yeah,
they're already getting into it.
Yeah, it's really it's a fascinating country. There's a lot of things to talk about over there. A lot of great news. It's a dynamic country that's growing very quickly. And we're just very, very excited to have this opportunity to help India as it's growing. And we really think that the People Movers platform can be a big boon for that.
What interplay do you see between India, you know, your Indian clients and the folks here in Detroit?
Well, there's if you just focus in on Pune, which is where I have most of my my time there in India at this point. Pune is also one of the automotive centers in India, and there's a lot of relationships, many business relationships between Pune and Detroit already because of our automotive community. So we're seeing there's just such an tremendous amount of growth that can happen for American companies.
I bet.
Just on the business side, Pune is considered the Oxford of the East. They have many very, very good, very strong universities there. Their engineering schools are big and, you know, churning out the many engineers that I know end up here in Michigan.
Yes, yes.
And I know that Michigan wants more engineers. So there's a lot of opportunity for growth.
So, you know, one of the things that organizations have a difficult time doing, and that is figuring out when they can hold an event. You know, you're looking out maybe in the spring and you're planning for next spring, and you think, okay, well, we'll have it on this week or this weekend, because it doesn't look like anybody we can think of contacting that doesn't look like they're having an event. And then, of course, that's when all the events seem to happen, right? And everything happens all in one weekend. Are you going to be able to help with that at some point?
Yeah, if you can actually focus in on Detroit. Just click on the Detroit community on People Movers and you can see an event board. Now, that's just getting started, so you're not going to see a whole lot there right now, but that is exactly the concept.
Great.
Because you do have these overlaps between organizations, and it doesn't need to be that way with a little coordination.
Yeah, I know. There's times I get invited to something. I go, oh, I can't. I'm going to this. Why did you have it on the same day? And they said, we didn't know.
Right.
Hang on. I was going to say, that was an excellent point. Yeah. I mean, for me, as an individual, I have a hard time planning things 2-3 weeks in advance. To work in a corporation where I need to make things a year or two forecasts, that would be difficult. And I could see how that would benefit.
Well, there's so many different organizations, Keith, that you've already attacked here and gotten them onto your site. How do people contact you? Is that pretty obvious from the site?
Yeah, it's not unlike Facebook. I mean, you basically go on the site, you can put Keith, you know, type Keith in, and you'll see me, Keith Zendler is my name, so you'll see me come up there, click on that, and start following my posts. We are adding direct messaging next week, so that should be up pretty soon.
Okay,
you know, we're adding more and more features every time we...
So a company would go on there, let's say an organization would go on there and they would create their own page on there?
Yeah, essentially picture a bulletin board that might be in your office, it might be in your school or, you know, a coffee shop.
Mm-hmm.
And basically you can create your own online bulletin board and start creating, you know, start posting information. It could be news, it could be press releases, event posts.
And all the tools for doing that are right there on
the
site.
They're all right there. And then you can start to follow other organizations across town, or in this case, as we've been talking, across the world.
Well, do I understand correctly that you've gone beyond India? You're now thinking the rest of the world?
Oh, we've put every major city and secondary city on the planet already on People Movers.
Oh,
so
wow.
One of the features is each city has their own bulletin board ready to go. So as we roll this out, we are planning on people adopting this and making this a global bulletin board.
So you're about to go to India for a while, right?
Yep, Monday.
Okay. When you're out there, what's your goal?
Well, our first objective is to launch the city of Pune. We've been working very closely with the municipal commissioner, which is essentially their mayor.
Okay.
And we have been working with them on their smart Pune initiative. So they are in the running to be one of the smart cities of India. There's 100 cities there that are competing.
And that's really smart.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's where they're going. And right. So we're going to help them with that.
Fascinating. All right. Keith, thank you so much for being here. If we get a little more time near the end of the hour, let's talk a little bit more about what you've discovered about India as you've gone there. That's Keith Zendler, and the site is called peoplemovers.com. Who knows, maybe your organization wants a place there as well. I want to get back to somebody who's been in our studio to talk with before. Keith Zendler, fascinating story about how you began this kind of community bulletin board called peoplemovers.com here in the Detroit area, and how it's now reached out across continents and the ocean to India. Why in the world would India want to get involved in something that's based here in Detroit?
Well, I think they see the value of having a platform to work together. I mean, India has over 1,000 different languages. It has,
wow.
I think, maybe 2,000 different ethnic groups. And it's a relatively new country. So, you know, working together is a challenge for them. They don't have a lot of the institutions that we in the United States have developed over the last 100 years. And yet they want to grow, and they are growing. They're going to become the world's third largest economy in the next 15 years.
It's amazing.
So, you know, they want to work together. That's the key to success. And so People Movers is designed for cities and all of those different stakeholders to start doing that.
What are some of the ways that the Indians have reacted to having this potential there? You mentioned, and our folks, just to refresh you, you mentioned going to India, being drawn by love. But when you were there, getting into contact with some pretty influential people who, they got this. They got the importance of this.
That's right. That's right. And I had mentioned that we're going to be launching the city of Pune, which is one of the big automotive hubs in India, with a lot of great synergies between Detroit. As a matter of fact, when I was there last month and we were unveiling our site in one room of the Chamber of Commerce there, with a number of the Pune leaders, in the very next room was Lieutenant Brian Kelly, Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly of Michigan, and a Michigan delegation there trying to build relationships with Pune. So,
well, they got to be very happy then. The governor's got to be happy about this.
Well, I don't know that we've made that connection yet. So
oh, wait
maybe
a minute
he's
now.
Listening.
You are the great connector. You got to connect
you
the
connect
two of them.
You connect to the mayor of Pune, and you got to connect to the governor of the great state of Michigan.
One would think I find Michigan to be a little more challenging, you know, sometimes. But we're certainly excited because we think that as the Indians come in and so many of their leaders adopt this, not only in Pune, but in more cities. We've got Bhopal in play. We think the Michigan leadership will come in. I didn't realize this until just a few months ago that the global conference for Maharashtra and Mandels that's basically people from Maharashtra, which is the big state in India, is going to be in Detroit at Kobo in 2017. So we have all these connections happening back and forth.
You may have be surfing the whole web here, on the wave, I should say.
It's good for People Movers. It's good for Michigan.
It would be about time, wouldn't it, Keith? Because you've taken your licks getting here.
It's been a tough road. Thank you.
Well, because you're the perennial entrepreneur who has been trying to make this thing happen here in the Detroit area. And I think to a certain extent it has. There were 1,000 organizations that were involved with peoplemovers.com. It kind of became the bulletin board where people could find out about what things are going on.
And organizations.
So yeah, that's organization, really organization. And now leadership in India, you're saying, is really catching this.
Yeah. We've been working with the former president. We've been working with their ambassadors, their even generals. Now at the mayor level, they're in Pune. So we do think that this is going to be something very big for...
Off mic, we were talking about something that you might... I'd like you to delve in a little bit further. There is an advantage. There is an opportunity with People Movers for the Indian government to use for community building that we might not immediately see in terms of bringing ethnic communities together.
Well, it brings ethnic communities, but I mean, Detroit was really where this was born. I mean, my real initial passion, and it's still my passion, is Detroit. I mean, we still have a lot of work to do to build the relationships between our leaders at all levels. You know, we have a lot of development happening in the downtown, but we've got a lot of organizations and leaders in the communities that need to be connected to that. And so we see People Movers as a way to really help build those bridges so that leaders and their organizations and the people that are part of them actually get to know each other and work together.
And in India, this is a critical political and social issue, is bringing these communities together.
They have very, very hot issues. I mean, you know, they certainly have the challenges, you know, the things like we saw last night terribly in Paris. Mm. They had their own attacks in Mumbai.
That's right.
And so they live on edge, and building these relationships between people of different groups is so critical. And we, you know, we have that need here in the United States. And so, you know, our vision and what we see happening is, as it starts to happen in India, maybe that, you know, it gets people in the United States re-engaged.
Wouldn't that be interesting to have it rub off backwards like that? I say backwards in just in terms of time lapse.
Yeah, it's like a party. You just got to keep people in the room and get them talking to each other. And eventually the party gets really good, and then they start calling their friends. But it does take a little extra effort for leaders who are already really busy to get people in their organization to share their information and then connect to other organizations.
And happening more and more all the time. And it's, you know, because of something like People Movers and peoplemovers.com that those organizations are now connecting with each other more than ever before.
Absolutely. There's relationships that we know have happened and that are continuing to happen.
You hit the word. I think that the key word there is relationships, isn't it?
Absolutely. That is the goal.
And that's what you've been building as you've gone over to India.
Exactly. And, you know, that's the foundation of social capital. You know, the more relationships a community has, as people know each other, the stronger that community is. Crime goes down, education goes up, health issues go down, and that's what you need to really turn a city like Detroit or a country like India around.
Have you had any particular success stories you could share?
Oh, boy. You know, I'm such a big macro thinker. Whenever I'm always asked these questions, and I'm not good with the little micro things. But, you know, I remember being at an event here in Detroit and having one of the guys that was invited to a minority fair come up to me and shake my hand, because he said, you know what, I got this grant. It was one of the foundations that were doing community grants. And he said, thank you for People Movers, because if I didn't know about this event and know about this challenge, I wouldn't have gotten this. And that made me feel really good.
Keith Zendler, the very best to you as you're traveling to India now to make the connections on the other side. I hope some of those key, you know, relationships happen there, and that we here in Detroit begin to benefit from some of the Indian connections to People Movers as well. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Fun.